when you stay with the breath. The mind isn't thinking all kinds of things that would get it into trouble. It's a safe place to be. Even if other thoughts do come up, you have a way of stepping out of those thoughts. The Buddha speaks of his teachings as a refuge, and his role as a teacher, as a protector. It's not that he's going to go around and run around protecting you all the time, but he's giving you the knowledge you need to protect yourself and the skills you need as well. Because sometimes you have the knowledge, but you don't have the skill to carry it out. But here the skill is learning how to keep the mind with one topic and resist other topics coming in. You stay with the breath because it's the force of life. And you can make it as comfortable as you want. You can make it really soothing, and then you send that sense of being soothed by the breath throughout the different parts of the body. So the mind is less hungry for its instant hits of pleasure. This way it changes the balance of power inside. You're more able to stay with something that's good and resist the temptations to go out after things that part of you knows is not right. But the other part that wants the instant hit of pleasure, if it doesn't have any other pleasure to go for, it'll go for those things. So you give it an alternative source of pleasure. This is the strategy of the Buddha, so you can carry out his teachings on training the mind. And they really do provide you with safety. The saying is that the Dharma protects those who practice the Dharma. It protects you from your own worst impulses, and it protects you from bad influences outside, and protects you from doing the kinds of things that would later cause you to suffer. That's the Buddha's guarantee. Now, whether his guarantee is right or not, you have the right to test it. But many, many people have found that you follow the Buddha's teachings sincerely and completely, and they do give complete freedom from harm, freedom from danger. And if you don't practice them all the way, then whatever measure you do practice them will give benefits in your life. So this is your safety, training the mind. So it's more under your control. And you find that the more the mind is under control, the less the dangers outside have any meaning at all.